You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. The vaping industry is reacting to Governor Andrew Cuomo's upcoming ban on flavored e-cigarettes, saying it's misguided and will force many small business owners to close their shops and lay off employees. Some are predicting legal action. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo, speaking on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show one day after announcing the planned ban, says the flavored e-cigarettes are designed to addict children to nicotine.
Flavors like bubblegum, cotton candy, Scooby-Doo. We have a public health crisis in this nation.
The governor says teen vaping has increased by 160% in the last couple of years, and 40% of high school seniors say they vape or have vaped. Vaping products have drawn attention lately due to a lung ailment. It has sickened hundreds, around 70 in New York, and killed six people. The outbreak has been linked to black market cannabis THC products laced with vitamin E oil. It has not been linked so far to nicotine vaping products. Vaping store owners in New York, who are primarily small businesses, say they are being unfairly demonized.
Mike Kruger, Gotta Vape. We have two brick-and-mortar retail locations in Rotterdam and in Schenectady, New York.
Mike Kruger's vaping store is tucked away in a small shopping center in a Schenectady suburb that also contains a beer and soda pop beverage center and a dry cleaners. Its display cases feature an array of vaping products and accessories, some of which resemble miniature high-end bottles of liquor or fancy perfume bottles. He says legal vaping is a safer alternative to combustible cigarettes.
The product helped me quit smoking. It helped my family members quit smoking. And it's a product that the community needs.
Tell me about some of the products here.
Shelves contain rows of flavored options, including mango and watermelon. Kruger, whose preferred flavor is blue raspberry, says the majority of his customers buy the flavored products because they don't want to be reminded of the tobacco-based cigarettes that they are trying to keep out of their lives.
We want something that doesn't remind us of that nasty taste.
Kruger, who is 36 and has run the vaping stores for 6 years, says if the flavored ban goes into effect, he will likely lose his business. His supplier, a lab in nearby Amsterdam, could also be at risk.
There's no doubt that this will put us out of business. If we lose 90 to 90% of our sales, that's just not going to pay the bills.
He predicts that without the flavors, most of his customers will go back to buying tobacco cigarettes. Kruger says the vaping industry is considering a lawsuit.
It's restricting commerce. It's restricting access to a legal product.
The store's counter displays a flyer with a picture of Governor Cuomo urging customers to call the governor's office to voice their opposition to the prohibition. The governor and state health department officials say vaping nicotine is less dangerous than cigarettes, but studies show it's far from harmless, and there has been no long-term research looking at potential health effects.
Smoking is terrible. It's virtually a high-risk potential death situation. Well, vaping is better than that. Yes, but again, that is not saying much.
Cuomo has not ruled out banning all vaping products. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.